This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit the White House today. Moon is in need of more COVID-19 vaccines for his country, while Washington needs Seoul's help in pressuring China on issues such as human rights and trade. The allies are also expected to discuss diplomatic solutions regarding North Korea. Moon's visit will only be the second time U.S. President Joe Biden has hosted another world leader in person since taking office in January. The first, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, came last month. Palestinians rallied by the thousands early Friday after a ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war, with many viewing it as a costly but clear victory for the Islamic militant group Hamas over a far more powerful Israel. The 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem, the emotional heart of the conflict. President Biden says there's general opportunity to make progress towards peace, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the people of Gaza will need assistance to rebuild. Spain will lift restrictions for travelers from the United Kingdom beginning Monday. The government says the UK and Japan will be on the list of countries whose residents are not affected by restrictions on non-essential travel to the EU, and they will not need a COVID test. The EU is currently deciding on an expanded whitelist of countries whose citizens can enter the EU freely. And only seven are on that list now.